Security Council for a truce in the troubled region, the violence from both sides continues. On a visit to Birmingham, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says the window of opportunity to put a halt to that violence is now.
We must build immediately on the step forward that is being taken by the international community working together. Because what will matter is what happens on the ground in the next few days in stopping military action, in stopping the rocket attacks on Israeli people from Gaza.
As Brown sees it, two important issues must be dealt with immediately.
One is we've got to give detail to the promise that we will end the arms trafficking that has caused so much damage in Gaza. And secondly, we've got to get an arrangement about the borders so that they can be opened up. But that demands the international supervision that will guarantee security to people who feel they are insecure at the moment.
The British leader spoke just hours after the UN resolution was passed in New York that called for a durable ceasefire leading to a full withdrawal of Israeli forces, which would allow room for diplomacy to take place.
I think it's really important to see this as the step forward that has got to be followed urgently by measures that will give the security that is necessary for the violence to finally and sustainably come to an end.
Meanwhile, a letter to Gordon Brown signed by prominent Muslim leaders warns that the Gaza conflict could provoke extremism here in Britain. The message came after a meeting earlier this week between representatives from various Muslim organizations and British Foreign Office Minister Bill Rammell. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.